basically, I'm an architect and a designer. I'm an industrial designer, and I did my industrial design from IIT Bombay's Institute in Mumbai. With that, my professor A.G. Rao, he's a guru for me, and he's been working since like 20 years in this area, Bambi area. That I had opportunity to work, associate with him. And the 2 years I've been traveling around India, all over India, to see the real craft. So what the craft is all about. And meeting the real people at the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. And what's the problem and how it can be as a designer or what can be done for them.
Are going to have a workshop in the following days,
yes,
correct?
Yeah.
Can you just tell us something a little bit about that?
This project started in 2006. And 2 years, the first phase of the project was started with plantation of bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
In Chottikulam, we did around 200 bamboos being planted. And this is the second phase of our project. We have been giving training to local youth in developing furniture, other needs, what are the... Because we started with the grass, like planting trees, mm-hmm. bamboo plants. Then what can be the other application of bamboo? When it grows, what you do with that? So we can make furniture, structures. So meanwhile, we get students came here for trainings.
Mm-hmm.
So they come here for do 3 days program for them. So they come here, they do hands-on training with me. I teach them certain techniques to them, and they learn it. This is the structure you see here, it's built by the students. There's a group of 30 students came for 3 days. They've been running here, and then they came with zero knowledge, like how to, even they don't know how to cut a bamboo piece. They're practically zero, like they don't know how to handle this. One best thing is that as a material, it's quite easy. Anyone can handle it. And with a knife, or you can make anything, small sculptures or furniture, or anything like that, mm-hmm. musical instrument. So it's quite easy material to handle it. So they come here and 3 days they spend with me. I give me a basic information about bamboo plant, because as a student, when we educate them, so they're going to be the future people who are going to do many structures and many things.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got the idea in them, like, okay, bamboo can be a material, alternate
how
material.
How it can be used.
It can be used. So they can apply that. This center is going to be a resource center with information, knowledge, everything. So who are been working outside in bamboo, they want something, training, because they do training program also for artists, been doing it. In January 2nd and 3rd, we had a program on basketry, bamboo basketry. So with that, I invited artists from Madurai. So I've been connecting artists at different areas. There are about 1,300 species of bamboo in the whole world. And India, we have around 130 species, which is widely spread along northeastern region of India and other central part of India and southern part of India. So bamboo is a tropical plant which grows almost near to the equator region. So when you see the graph, you can see from Africa to South America to the Asia and Southeast Asia. You find the bamboo is growing much more on these regions. And when you see the world level, world scene, like China is the first resource holder of bamboo. But the land cover area is less in China, but they have more species of bamboo which is grown in China. The second place, India is standing in the second place, which is having larger area, lesser species. It's 130 species.
Mm-hmm.
So such a material has been much more widely used in our culture. Now people are going towards sustainability. People are talking about environment friendly and sustainability, how to make it more environmental friendly, living close to nature.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, then they're finding which is the suitable material and where we can go to avoid plastic, and they say plastic, no plastic. So which is the material which can give such an advantage for our need? So bamboo, which was being used earlier, in the time course it was taken away. So the knowledge or the people been doing that is being taken away. We're not jobless. They are shifted from this existing craft to some other job, going to urban cities, going to construction works, and doing any other work. They couldn't be able to find the value of the craft they have, the skill they have.
This was Sundar at the Bamboo Research Center, and thank you.
Thank you very much.